connects Nida, Yichfosh Avonoseinu. He suppresses our Averis. What does that mean? Says the time of the Zorah, Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesnaigim Yisrael B'midah Zu. Hashem acts with Klal Yisrael with this Nida of Yichfosh Avonoseinu V'Yisoid Kavish Atva Avon. This is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu suppressing our Averis. And he explains the following. The Kabbalah, the Ke'inyan, we'll see if we can just touch on a little bit what he means. Kine ha-mitzvah hi k'parachas also mitzvah. A mitzvah is something that's constantly growing like a vine that the shoots just go upwards. U'baykaz v'oyla adein tachlis. It's never ending. It just keeps going up and up and up when he connects with one of Yisparach to enter in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what mitzvahs are. Omnam ha'avonos en lahem k'nisa shom chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, to think that averus have any place in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mitzvahs, yeah, but not averus. So what does he do with the averus that are coming to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elokoiv shom, he suppresses them, shalei yikonsu. That they can't enter, they can't be in front of Hashem. Kedichsiv, as it says in Tehillim, lo yagurcha ra. Bad can't dwell in your dwelling place. Lo yagur b'magurcha ra, chazal taich the pasuk. That's what it means, lo yagurcha ra, that bad things don't dwell in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace is a place of good, not a place of bad. Now people do bad, and that makes its way upwards to Hashem. Hashem doesn't let it in the chambers. Imkein ein ha'ovon nechnas p'nima. So the affairs that people do not enter into the inner rooms where Hashem, so to speak, is. U'mitam zeh, and because of this, schar mitzvah v'hai al-malek, the Gemara tells us in Kedushin that there's no schar of a mitzvah in this world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give teiris ba'olam hazeh, the Mishnah says. But there's no full schar for mitzvahs. Teiris, yeah, Hashem helps us along. He throws at us little tokens to help us along, but not schar. Why is there no schar in this world? So Poshet Pshad is because Hashem wants that we should have all the schar from our mitzvahs in the next world, in olam haba. That's where we want to have our schar. We don't want to waste it down here, so to speak, as opposed to Rishon, who do get the schar for their mitzvahs down here, and then in the next world they only get punished for their averus. But that's not what the Talmud Devarah says. He says, "Mipnei shehem lefon of yisparach." Mitzvahs, since we just said that they enter into the inner rooms next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mitzvahs are right in front of Hashem. Something that's so close to Hashem, we have no concept of how chashiv in the spiritual level these mitzvahs are, if they're right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to averus, which don't make it into those rooms. So to pay something that's in front of Hashem and pay it in a physical way, there's no way, there's no concept, there's no way to change that over from a mitzvah of such a high spiritual level to schar, to payment in this world in a physical level. There's a famous mashal of the Chafetz Chaim where the Chafetz Chaim said that the king wants to pay someone back. A regular village person, a person from a village, not a chashuv person at all, a peasant, he had saved the king's life, and the king wrote out a check, a very large amount. Okay? So what happened? He takes the check, he goes to his neighbor, he says, maybe you can cash this check for me. He says, no, I can't cash this check for you. Try the bank, takes it to the bank, and they say, sorry, there isn't enough money in this account, or in the bank, we should say. There's not enough money in the bank to pay you this money. So he took the check to the bank in the big city, and he tried the bank over there, and they said, sorry, there's just not enough money in this bank to pay you for this check. We can't cover such a check. Until he went back to the king and he said, could the king possibly cash this check for me? Then, of course, the king cashed it. Our mitzvahs, we're going to get schar for it in the next world, because only over there can such a check be cashed. Not in this world, not in this Olam HaGashmi. But Averis never make it into the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so therefore Averis can be paid back in this world. Now you have to understand, the Gemara does say that Rishon do get paid back for their mitzvahs in this world. How does that work? It must be that the mitzvahs of Rishon are so unappreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they also don't make it into that inner room. He doesn't say this, but possibly. Otherwise, you would have to explain why Rishon are able to get star for their mitzvahs in this world. And the time of Devarah continues, and we tamzel lo yikach sheichad shal mitzvahs. Hashem doesn't take sheichad, meaning, hamashal bazeh. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayma, Hashem doesn't say, asei arbo mitzvahs to esra averis. Listen, you did 40 mitzvahs. You did 10 averis. So we're going to cancel some out. Nisharu shloisha mitzvahs. You left with 30 mitzvahs. B'yelchu esra ba'esra. 10 of them were canceled out. Chas v'sholem. It can't be that way. And we're going to continue tomorrow why it can't be that way.